Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. I love making episodes like this that are inspired by actual interactions with my students. One of my students came to me with a super low river c-bet percentage, and it sparked the entire idea for this episode. Go to the show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod486. You can watch the video for this podcast episode, see how I run the filters in Poker Tracker 4, and then you could do all the training to find more river c-betting opportunities, both for value and as bluff. So show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod486. Without further ado, let's ado this gambatte.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Okay. You got time to duck?
I highly recommend right now whip out Poker Tracker 4, because we're going to be doing some work, baby. So first off, how often do you c-bet the flop, the turn, and the river? This month, I've played about 6,800 hands or so. You could see my c-betting, 61 flop, 57 on the turn, rounding up, and then down to 44% on the river. Kind of a gradual decrease from street to street. Now for you, if you have that same, not exactly the same numbers, but if you also see a gradual decrease from flop, turn to river, that's good. If you see a huge drop like 70 to 60 down to 30, that's potentially bad. That's why the bad here is in quotes, because you might be c-betting exactly as much as you should, but with that huge drop, if your opponents have stats on you, they can see that you're a pretty river honest c-better. And if you're c-betting half as often on the river as you are on the turn, there's a good chance you're missing out on some value or some potential good steals with a c-bet bluff. Now, what are your win rates as well? This might convince you to pull the trigger on more river c-bets. I'm going to filter for these real quick. I'm not going to exactly show you how to get this filter, how to build it for yourself, but I have these saved as quick filters. C-bet on the flop, positive 491 big blinds per 100 hands. C-betting on the turn, positive 802 big blinds per 100 hands. Lovely. And then C-betting on that river, positive 1449. That means on average, every time I c-bet the river, I am earning 14.49 big blinds. You can see it was only 20 hands. And at 44%, I know that I can be c-bet bluffing and c-betting for value a little bit more often. So that's what we are going to work on. For anybody with a c-bet on the river at less than 33% today, you're going to find more river c-bets. So please train for it right now. Follow along in Poker Tracker 4. So let's train to find value c-bets. First, a good river value c-betting strategy is that you value c-bet if you can name hands in their range that can call and give you the value that you're looking for. And a great question to ask yourself about your opponent's calling range is, what can call and give us value? So in Poker Tracker 4 right now, I want you to filter for these possible missed value c-bet opportunities. Now, it's a three-part filter. River c-bet opportunity, you checked, but you still won the hand. And now I'm saying these are possible missed value c-bet opportunities because not every single one of these deserve a value c-bet. What it's going to require is for you to go in, run this three-part filter for yourself, and then review all of the hands. And you need to determine if you missed a great value c-bet or if checking was the best play. Let's run this filter together right now. In Poker Tracker 4, click More Filters. Go to Actions and Opportunities on the river. River Opportunities, Continuation Bet Opportunity. Add that to filter. Let's add part two. Click Add Filter. Go back to the river and then checked river. Turn that one on. Add that to filter. And the final third part of the filter, go to Hand Details. Look down at win/loss and then turn on Player One Hand. Add it to filter. Save and apply filters. You can see I have this saved as a quick filter called C-Bet River Opportunity plus check and one. Now, when we look at this right here, we see 15 hands this prior month where this fit exactly. It's now my job to train for more river C-Bets by reviewing all 15 hands. But right now, we're going to review just one hand. We're going to put them on a pre-flop range, and we're going to name value-giving hands on that river. The example hand is on the button. There's an ace deuce off suit hand where we flopped top pair, weak kicker. Let's go ahead and pop this one open right here. We open raise on the button. There's only three players dealt in. We have ace of hearts, deuce of spades. Small blind folds, and the big blind decides to defend. Now, he has a really wide defense range, probably most suited hands, every single pocket pair, every Broadway, lots of offsuit aces, kings, probably some queens, some offsuit connectors like 9-8, and even offsuit gappers like 7-5, because it only costs one more big blind. Pretty wide range right now. Remember, we have ace deuce in position. The pot on the flop is 4.4 big blinds. And then we see the ace of spades, queen of spades, three of hearts. So we have top pair, weak kicker with the deuce. He checks to us. So we decide to come out for a half pot c-bet. So we got to ask ourselves, what can call and give us value? I would say queen x hands, you know, queen 10, queen jack with that second pair. Flush draws like king of spades, eight of spades, because there's two spades on the board. Gut shot draws like king jack with the ace queen on the board. And actually under pairs, they can easily call for one street and they don't want to fold just yet. Just think about like pocket fives, sixes, and sevens on the ace queen three. So he calls. The pot on the turn is 8.8 big blinds and the nine of diamonds hits. Now the nine of diamonds, it doesn't complete any draws. And if he wasn't scared with the ace and the queen on the board already, this probably isn't going to be a scare card again. So it's a good time to barrel c-bet for value here. And once he checks, we decide to go half pot once again. But we got to ask ourselves, of course, what can call and give us value? Because we always want to think about his continuance range when he does actually, in fact, call us right now. Once again, I think any queen can call, any flush draws, because there's two spades out there. Those gut shots like king jack, and even a jack 10 that had a gut shot, the nine on the turn, because the board is now ace queen 9-3, that nine just improved some gut shots to open enders, and then maybe even a pair of nines. Like imagine he had 10-9 or 9-8 on the flop. In case he called with those, especially if it was like 9-8 of spades, he now has a flush draw plus a pair. After his call, the jack of hearts hits. So the final board is queen, ace, 3-9, jack, two hearts and two spades. So the flush did not complete. He decided to check to us. Now that jack did complete a couple of straight draws and it improved some one pair hands to like two pair hands. Just imagine like queen jack now rivered our pair of aces. However, the flush draw didn't get there, and some of his straight draws just now hit a pair of jacks. So I think this is a really good time to bet for value, and I would like to continue with the same bet size of half pot just to get him to call one more time. Maybe once again, he will not believe that we had an ace that we bet half pot, flop, turn, and river. We want all of those weaker pairs, jack X, nine X, queen X, to call us right now. And in case he does have an ace, it's interesting, there's actually a few aces that we chop with. Our pair of aces have a queen, jack, nine, so we actually chop with ace, deuce, ace, four, ace, five, ace, six, ace, seven, ace, eight. And if he turned or rivered a two pair, ace, nine, or ace, jack, now's the time for him to check raise. We can bet half pot for value and easily fold versus a raise. But ultimately, we decided to check behind. What a shame. And he shows us the king, eight of spades for a busted flush draw. Now, of course, if we had bet, he would not have called with a king high hand on the ace queen high board. But still, he could have turned or rivered a pair that just would not have wanted to give up. So this would have been a profitable river c-bet opportunity. Now let's train to find bluff c-bet. First, a bluff c-betting on the river strategy. Bluff c-bet, if you can name lots of hands in their range that can find that fold button. And a great question to ask yourself, what hands can find the fold? So now we want to go through our database and find those possible missed bluff c-bet opportunities. Once again, not all of these are going to be spots where you should have bluffed, but there's a three-part filter for this one. So follow along in Poker Tracker 4. You want to filter for river c-bet opportunity and then checked. Those are the first two, the same as that prior filter. But now we're going to filter for lost hand instead of one hand. So because we already have that first filter in place, just click more filters, delete player one hand, and let's add player lost hand. So go to add filter, hand details, win/loss, and then turn on player lost hand. Add that to filter. Go ahead and save and apply right now. Now you can see I saved this as a quick filter, Seabit River Opportunity, plus Check and Lost. Nice and easy, so I can train for this again in the future. So we can see this month, 10 times I checked that river and then lost the hand. What you want to do is review all of the hands that come through the filter, range them preflop, and then name their folding hands, the hands in their range that get there to the river. Now for us, I have another button example hand, King Jack offsuit, where I don't even flop a single pair, got a bluff to win this bad boy. And we always want to think, when you get to that river, what size would have gotten them to fold? And we'll run through that right now. So King Jack offsuit, the cutoff player folds. We raise, we've got the King of Spades, Jack of Hearts. Small blind player folds, and the big blind player decides to call. He started with just a 79 big blind stack. He's a 20/13 player. So we raise on the button. We got bread and butter right now, preflop raiser in position against one other player. The flop is a 4.4 big blind pot, and it comes down 6-5-3 with two hearts, and we have the Jack of Hearts. Now on that small card flop, our opponent has a lot of overcards that can easily find a fold once he checks to us. So we should c-bet bluff most of the time. He does end up checking, and we go one half pot, 2.2 into the 4.4 big blinds. Well, we have to ask ourselves, what hands can find the fold right now? Well, I think a ton of ace high down through 10 high hands can fold, especially if they do not have a strong heart, like the ace of hearts or the king of hearts. And one of the good things, we block heart draws because we hold the Jack of Hearts. He cannot hold the Ace, Jack, King, Jack, Queen, Jack, Jack 10, Jack 9 of Hearts right now. And a lot of players like to continue with backdoor draws. There's a single spade on the board, but we have the King of Spades, so we block a few very strong backdoor draws as well. But ultimately, a ton of overcards are folding right now. We're going to take this pot down quite often, but he does call us for 2.2 big blinds. Now that makes the pot on the turn 8.8 big blinds, and the ace of clubs hits, making the board 5-6-3 ace with two hearts. We have King Jack once again, king high right now. So he checks to us. Now, that ace of clubs, it's a great card to bluff on. We have every single ace in our range, even though we c-bet bluffed on the flop. He doesn't know that, right? We c-bet, most players would c-bet in position on that baby card board with an ace. And because it's a club, it didn't improve any possible draws that he had. So when he checks to us, we barrel bluff and we got to ask ourselves, what size would I bet if I just now hit the ace? And I would make it somewhere over half pot. Now I'm going for value, right? So I bet 5.4 into the 8.8 big blind pot. And I'm basically trying to tell him, hey, I have an ace. Now I'm going for value with this larger bet size. So we have to ask ourselves, what hands can find the fold? Well, because it's now an ace, all the king high through 10 high hands without a good draw, those are likely going to fold. And now that the ace is there, it's possible I might even get some random pairs like 6x, 5x, 3x. I kind of doubt pocket 7s, 8s, and 9s would fold because they don't want to believe that I have an ace right now, so they might stick around. But all those weaker pairs, quite a lot of them are giving up on that ace versus my bigger bet size. But drat, he decides to call, making that pot on the river 19.6 big blinds. He has 70 big blinds behind. We have him covered. The river comes the queen of clubs, making the final board 5-6-3, ace, queen, no flush draw possible. He checks to us, and our king high is actually the best non-paired hand, so it's not necessarily a bad idea to check behind. But I think he has a ton of weaker pairs in his range that could have continued on the turn. That now that there's two overcards, the ace and the queen, those are giving up right now. So I think it is time for a triple barrel c-bet bluff. We have to ask ourselves, what would I bet on this river for value with an ace or better? Because I want to send the message that I have a value hand. Now on the turn, I bet roughly 2/3 pot. I think I would go 2/3 again. So there's 20 big blinds in right now. I would make it roughly 12 to 13, somewhere in that range. Now what hands can find the fold versus our triple barrel? Remember, the board is 5-6-3 ace queen. So I'm thinking all of the weak pairs, pocket 9s, 8s, 7s, a 6, a 5, a 3, even pocket 4s and deuces can find the fold right now. Because we're in position, we've used large bet sizing, and we've shown aggression on all four streets. However, I don't remember this hand. I might have been scared. I might have thought he had an ace and was just slow playing me. I decided to check behind right now, and he ends up showing us Jack 6 offsuit. So he defended the big blind with a Jack 6 and hit top pair, weak kicker, and then continued with the ace on the turn. But I bet you, with that second overcard of a queen on the river, if I would have bet 2/3 pot, 12 to 13 big blinds, I bet you he could have found a fold. I think I missed out on a good steal right here. Now it's time for you to take action. First, please like the video if you liked the video, subscribe for more, and leave a comment down below. Thank you very much. I appreciate you helping to spread the word. Now it's time for your training. You're going to do two study sessions. The first one, spend 1 hour trying to find those missed value C bets by running that three-part filter. Review all of those hands, figure out how many of those river checking spots you should have actually value C bet. And then play a session and consider each river you see, whether you're involved or not, if you should value bet and how much you would value bet. And just if you're not involved, imagine you have a top pair or better hand. And then after that, you're going to do some more training with 1 hour of finding missed bluff C bets. So run that second three-part filter, review all the hands, and figure out how many C bets you missed. Then, of course, play a session and consider bluffing every single river you see, whether you're involved or not. Thank you so much for watching. Good luck and gambate!